This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today's India wants to connect with all and wants development and welfare of all. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Modi said, for decades, India had a policy to maintain distance from all the countries. However, the policy of today's India is to remain close to all the countries. He said, today the world is respecting India as Vishwa Bandhu. Remembering Jam Sahib, Mr. Modi said, during World War II, when Poland was surrounded by difficulties, when thousands of women and children of Poland were wandering from place to place for shelter, Jam Sahib Digvijay Singh Ranjit Singh Jadeja came forward. Mr. Modi said, Jam Sahib had built a special camp for women and children. He said, even today everyone in Poland knows the Jam Sahib by the name of Dobre, which means Good Maharaja. The Prime Minister announced that India will start the Jam Sahib Memorial Youth Exchange Program. Under this program, India will invite 20 Polish youths annually to visit India. Mr. Modi said, India advocates for peace in this region. He said, India's concept is clear. This is not an era of war. He added that India believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflict. The Prime Minister said, whenever there is a crisis in any country in the world, India is the first country that extends a helping hand. The Medical Superintendent and Vice Principal Bulbul Mukhopadhyay, along with Principal Suharita Paul, have been removed from their positions at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata. Moreover, two other senior officials, including Arunavodatta Chaudhary, head of the chest department and the assistant superintendent of the hospital, have also been dismissed. Earlier, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, interrogated the former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, at CGO Complex in Kolkata yesterday. The agency has also interrogated the present medical superintendent and vice principal of the hospital, Bulbul Mukhopadhyay. Meanwhile, the former deputy medical superintendent of R.G. Carr Medical College, Akhtar Ali, had appealed to the Calcutta High Court for the initiation of Enforcement Directorate investigation into the financial fraud and mismanagement in the hospital against the former principal of the hospital, Sandeep Ghosh. The court has granted permission. The Election Commission yesterday stopped the result announcements of the ongoing recruitment process in Haryana until the completion of assembly elections in the state. The Commission took cognizance of the complaint received from Congress leader Jairam Ramesh regarding alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct in the process of recruitment against 5,600 vacancies for the post of Constable in the Haryana Police and recruitment for various posts by Haryana Public Service Commission. The Commission said, in order to maintain level playing field and to ensure that no undue advantage is accrued to anyone, it directed the state government not to declare the result till the completion of elections. In Jammu and Kashmir, in order to curb the spread of misinformation and uphold the integrity of the electoral process in the upcoming assembly elections, the command and control centres have been set up in the offices of Chief Electoral Officer at Jammu and Srinagar. Our correspondent reports, control rooms have also been made functional on 24/7 bases in all 20 deputy commissioner offices. Equipped with state-of-the-art infrastructure, the command and control center has integrated the latest technologies. And two nominations were filed yesterday for the Rajya Sabha in Maharashtra on the final day for submitting nominations. BJP Raigarh District President Dhairshil Patil submitted his nomination on behalf of the BJP, while NCP candidate Nitin Patil filed his nomination for the Nationalist Congress Party. In Assam, senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Rameshwar Teli and former legislator Mission Ranjan Das submitted their nominations for the two Rajya Sabha seats. And that is the end of this news bulletin.